with Martin Bester.
All right, joining us on the line this morning from the Randburg suburbs. That's where the water outages have been felt for something like 10 days now. She's also the shadow MMC for Water and Power for City of Joburg for the DA. It's Nicole van Dijk. Nicole, good morning. Thanks for your time. Are you well?
Yes, very well. Thank you, Martin. How are you?
Good. Thank you, Nicole. Okay, firstly, I this is my year for asking lots of questions because I think a lot of South Africans don't know as much as they think they do know about things and titles and roles. What does it mean to be a shadow MMC?
So to be a shadow MMC means that it's normally given to the biggest opposition party within the various legislature. And you shadow the members of the mayoral committees for a specific portfolio. So for me, it would be a committee called the EISD, which is Environmental and Infrastructure Services. But I think it's just more simple to say water and power.
Which means you see a lot.
Yes,
you physically, by the nature of it, you observe.
Yes, correct.
All right. What are we dealing with here? Why has there been a water outage for up to 10 days? Is it really just a substation or a power problem?
So at the start of it, absolutely. One of the main feeders from Rand Water is a pumping station called Eikenhof, which is all the way in the deep south. There definitely was a power failure there over last weekend, the 1st, 2nd, 3rd and 4th of March. It started off with a lightning strike, and then the Sunday there were two flashovers that happened. If I take you back, when we had the plant shut down last year, Rand Water, Eikenhof was off for 36 hours. But then you had contingency plans put in place. Joburg Water and Rand Water kept those services running. They kept the reservoirs at a certain level to make sure that we didn't run out. This time, power was out for 4 days, not 36 hours, and no contingency plans were put in place. So a lot of reservoirs from both entities ran completely dry.
Why were there no contingency plans?
Excellent question. Well, Joburg Water, we raised this last night. We had a second meeting with Joburg Water and the mayor last night. I'm sure you would have seen some of the presentation. It's been circulated quite widely by a lot of councillors. But effectively, we did raise that if you see these power outages and it's not, and you are liaising with City Power, and City Power is not confident that they're going to get it back in a suitable amount of time because of the nature of the problem, you need to start closing reservoirs and make sure that water stays at a stable level within those reservoirs. Because most residents will accept, if you say we're going to have to shut these to make sure water stays in, residents are going to accept that. But when water was just allowed to run dry, nobody was clearly monitoring the situation. It becomes very frustrating.
Why not? What was the answer? Where were the contingency plans? Why did this happen? So you spoke to the mayor, or there was a meeting, sorry, a second meeting with the mayor and with Rand and Joburg Water. What was their reply?
It was exceptionally vague. They said it won't happen again. We'll do better in the future. I think, Joburg Water relies immensely on Rand Water. It's basically the Eskom of water. If Rand Water is communicating, Joburg Water can't mitigate what's coming.
Right.
Is there a person that takes responsibility and accountability for this?
And then gets fired?
Is it a role? is there a role or a person who slipped up?
Well, I think it definitely has to sit with the provincial leadership, as well as because Rand Water is a provincial entity. And Rand Water, the CEO, has to take responsibility here. He has to break his silence. We haven't had any discussion with Rand Water as to what has happened and what they plan to do about it. And hearing last night that it might have been this valve that was closed, a massive valve, and no one was able to trace this for 10 days is deeply concerning. So it's not just the fact that there wasn't contingency plans. And I'm not saying it is the valve. We still have to monitor the systems in Randburg, see how they are at the end of the day. If water is still coming in and it's not breaking down, then I think it's safe to assume that it actually was that valve.
There's an article going around and a rumor going around about a valve.
That's what she's talking about.
And a photograph. So is that true?
Well, I was on site yesterday with Joburg Water to try and get an understanding of what's going on. Water systems aren't like power systems where you can go to a specific point and see someone working on the actual issue. There are multiple points across the city where these valves interconnect. They showed me the pressure. Nothing was coming out. You could hear in these massive pipes that there was nothing but air. Joburg Water then went to Rand Water. Councillors are not allowed in that. It's a national key point. They were there for about an hour. We left. We went back to the site in Northcliffe. And suddenly water was flowing. Then last night on the on the meeting with the mayor, they had in their presentation that there was a valve closed at the Waterfall area, which is one of the Rand Water feeders to Randburg. So putting two and two together.
Mm. So we're not hearing anything from the CEO, right?
Mm.
Would you say that are there people in positions that are accountable for this kind of thing? That didn't open the right valves, that they did not get the contingency plan in place. Like, what I'm trying to ask, Nicole, because I'm not in politics.
Yeah.
Does a person ever sit and say, "You, my friend, it's your fault.
Mm.
It's your fault that the people of the city of Johannesburg have been without water for 10 days now. You need to be replaced or helped or trained."
Yeah.
Or do we just go on with vagueness? No one is pointed out. No one is at fault.
There's no consequences.
It's a tough question, because in an ideal world, that's absolutely how it should work.
But Nicole, sorry for interrupting you.
Yeah.
This is the part that frustrates me. It's not a tough question.
In the real
world, we must stop, as South Africans, because we're called clients.
Absolutely.
Do you know what I'm saying? Mm. Any company, if the service isn't there, the company needs to make a plan to give the service, because you're paying for it.
Yeah.
We can't do any more with. It's so strange. We don't even name people anymore.
The reason I say it's a tough question is that's absolutely how it should work. But under our current government, it's not how it is working.
Nicole?
The provincial leadership is oversight of Rand Water. They were not unaware as to what was going on.
Mm.
Many people were trying to engage Mr. Panyaza Lesufi to get responses from him.
Mm.
Rand Water is a so-called private entity, doesn't speak up. We kept asking, why can Eskom give updates? Why Rand Water can't?
Mm.
This is not the first time that we've had Rand Water issues. And it gets reported at a provincial level. It gets reported at a national level, especially by opposition parties such as the DA. And we need the government to act. And if they don't, then we keep pushing on it. We keep continuing through the courts, through our oversight committees. But again, I say the buck stops with the leadership of government.
Nicole, I have to ask, so for the people who live in those areas, were there tankers available? Are there tankers available right now? What is going to happen with that situation? We've also often seen that once water is returned to areas, it seems to burst pipes because they tend to be in terrible condition. So what happens in that situation?
Well, at the start of this, there were not enough tankers. That was a massive concern. We got told at the beginning of this crisis, there were only 25 tankers. Obviously, as water started restoring into much of the city, more and more tankers could be assigned to the Randburg area. There are still tankers going out today. Councillors are checking in with their residents to see where water is an issue. I've still got Ligari, which seems like a very large problem in parts of Robindale.
Mm-hmm.
I've requested tankers there. The tankers are there. In terms of the second question, the pipes aren't maintained. I mean, one of the biggest problems that Joburg faces, and this is why we get immensely frustrated when we hear government blaming residents for water usage. I mean, we live in a hot climate. Water usage is going to happen. It's not a surprise to the government. But the biggest issue is when we see the amount of bursts and leaks that happen after this, and even without a crisis, we see these burst pipes. You can drive anywhere in the city and see them.
Yeah. So just a quick one. We also see a lot of stories being spread on social media. I don't always trust them, about people being awarded money to build reservoirs or to upgrade the system that you were just talking about, and then the money gets misspent. Is that a big problem in Johannesburg?
Yes, it is. Well, we haven't had contractors assigned to or even Joburg Water assigned to do this. Effectively, one of the most shocking stats to come out of our report is annually you should be replacing around 300 to 400 kilometers of piping year. Bare minimum should be 100 kilometers. The annual target for this year in the city of Johannesburg is 28 kilometers. That is in their official report. So if you're going to keep doing that, and Joburg Water will tell you they're not getting enough money in. And if you look at how much money government entities, provincial government and national government, companies like Eskom, PRASA, the Department of Health and Education, it's astronomical amounts of money that's owed to Joburg Water. But we don't get to see their full balance sheets. We got the Auditor General reports recently, and there's a lot that's missing.
If you and me, or any person in the media, who do I need to speak to? Do I need to ask the CEO of Rand Water questions? Like, do you have the right people in the right places to rescue or to fix this whole problem going forward? Because it sounds to me, and I don't know if it's engineers or it's managers, I don't know the inner workings of a company like that, but you said it's like an Eskom, so you need CEOs, engineers, department heads and stuff to place the right people in those roles. Absolutely. To make the right provisions, to do the right planning, and then obviously to check if the planning or whatever you planned or need to do gets carried out. Because this seems like it's a failed, badly managed system.
Yeah.
That's going to cost us a lot of outages going forward.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, as a person in media, absolutely the people that you need to speak to are is the Rand Water Board, the Rand Water CEO. But it's also the role that they play within local government. A big frustration raised by councillors at local government is City Power. City Power is in charge of keeping the electricity on at Eichenhof. And there needs to be a multitude of contingency plans.
Surely.
That can keep power on. If it trips, well, then Plan B kicks in. Yeah. Rand Water also needs to make sure that they've got those. We absolutely cannot see this again, because this was, in relative terms, a basic power outage. And what would happen if transformers exploded and we needed new transformers? And that's a 7-day replacement period.
Nicole, thank you very, very much for your time. I really do appreciate it. Nicole van Dijk from Ward 99, the Randburg suburb, is also the shadow MMC for water and power in the city of Joburg from the DA. Nicole, thanks for your time.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You too, Nicole. You're with your own family. Breakfast with Martin Bester.